Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody listening and locked in all over North America. My people on the Magnificent Mile, my people on Peachtree, my people hanging out on Vicente Boulevard. Hey, you could be anywhere. North, south, east, west. You could be in Canada. My favorite street, Yonge Street, up in Toronto. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Me, I'm broadcasting live from Peachtree Street right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is holding it down in New York City. And we've had a busy, busy night. We've talked about Zion. Would you take on Zion Williamson? We know about his basketball issues, weight, injuries, etc. Now we found out about some of his personal issues. You got women trying to air him out and threaten him on social media. We talked about Tyreek Hill. Apparently, he's being investigated for assault, allegedly, down in Miami on Father's Day, no less. Like, they went on a boat, and he got back to the marina, and he allegedly put his hands on a worker. We'll find out. Victor Wembanyama threw out the first pitch at the New York Yankees game tonight. The Yankees beat the Mariners 3-1. Victor Wembanyama also took the subway to the game. Yes, he looked ridiculously uncomfortable. He had to duck to even get into the damn subway, just period, from the street level. Crazy. We talked about Jack Jones, a New England Patriot who is, he thinks it's okay to take two Glocks onto his carry-on bag. I don't know where he's coming from. And as we continue on with the show, you know, I do want to get into, and will get into, the NFL and its new gambling rules that it's trying to clarify. We're going to talk about, or we'll hear from Pat Riley as he tries. Pat Riley's trying to win another championship. He's like the godfather. Dalvin Cook said he wants to play with DeAndre Hopkins. Josh Jacobs is utilizing social media to let people know that he's not happy. And Damian Lillard. We just had a caller say that Zion should go to Portland. And I'm like, if I'm Damian Lillard, I'm going, man, you bringing Zion here? You might as well, yeah, just ship me out now. Just ship me out. I'm supposed to trust this dude with the rest of my career? Forget about it. And then it's also been reported tonight via Mark Stein that the Los Angeles Clippers are exploring getting rid of, you know, maybe Paul George, breaking up the tandem of Paul George and Kawhi. And I'm like, dude, can we call them a tandem if they don't play? Can we? There's just two dudes on the team. Kawhi don't play, Paul George don't play. And Steve Ballmer just shells out money. Steve Ballmer need to send me some money. The hell he waiting on? Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. If you want to talk to me here, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we get into the NFL and its advice on gambling, yeah, the NFL needs to give its players advice on gambling. I'm going to take your calls. We got a crap ton of calls here, okay? A lot of them. We got people calling from Canada, D.C., Mississippi, every place. Let's try to get on as many calls as possible. Let's try to do it quickly and swiftly. Let's see who doesn't pay attention. Flute is calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call. Call from Washington, D.C. It's your man, Flute Finale. I'm enjoying your show, enjoying your topic. Now, with the Zion wins, and I just wanted to comment very quickly, I've seen ball players on both sides of that issue. There was a guy named Adrian Dantley. He's a 50 greatest player, the two-time scoring champ, Hall of Famer. He was a fat guy coming out of all coming up through in D.C., you know, but he worked at his game, and he lost that weight, you know, and he still had a lot of mass, but he became a two-time scoring champ. So, you know, I think he needs to, you know, sometimes you can look at old players, you know, and learn from them, you know. But Adrian Dantley, you know, he brought his game down below the rim, and that might be what Zion needs to bring his game below the rim and just do a lot of positioning. But, you know, Adrian Dantley jersey would be the soakest, wettest jersey on the floor. You know, he put a lot of effort. And the second ball player, I recall John Hot Plate Williams. He played for the Washington Wizards, and he just the more money they gave him, the more food he ate. And this guy could play all five positions, from the point guard all the way up to center if he had to, because he was about 6'9 or 6'10. He had handle like LeBron. But he would just eat and eat and eat and eat. And he was from LSU. I don't know his home state, but I know he played at LSU. And, you know, Charles Barkley was a big boy too, you know. But he adjusted his game and brought it below the rim. By the time he got to Phoenix, he wasn't jumping over everyone, you know. And you got to readjust your game if injuries is going to be a problem. But another guy, like Barkley, his jersey.
Whoa, flute.
I was on hold so long, JR, I did a lot of thinking, man.
I got you. Well, we got a lot of time, but we don't got that much time.
Okay.
I want to put a finality on this, okay?
Let's do that.
None of them folks is guaranteed $200 million.
Well, I don't know. For the time, that guy John Williams, he had a pretty big paycheck.
Yeah, we can adjust for inflation, but none of them woke up at 22 and got $200 million.
And Mike Trusetti,
hey, by the way, Flute, yeah. I don't know if you heard what I was saying. Food isn't Zion's only issue.
Right. See, that's the problem, too, there with him. I don't know his commitment to basketball. Because Mike Trusetti put the warning out. He said, this guy is not. You know, he got some issues with him. You know,
well,
he said that when he was before the draft.
Coach K ain't saying nothing about the threats from the pornographic actress, but hey, what do I know? Hey,
well,
Flute, appreciate you, man.
He said the guy has issues. Thanks for taking my call, JR. Keep up good work, man. I'm here listening.
No problem. Thank you so much. Larry calling from North Carolina. What's up, Larry?
What's up? Now, what's up, JR? I think that Zion needs to just be moved, man, to a team like Miami or some team that has self-control or something, because, you know, I don't think he can reach his full potential there, because I think he's too used to just sitting at the end of the bench smiling. And when he gets out of there, I mean, when he gets off the court, you know, he missed a freak nasty. And, you know, he's always eating and stuff like that. I mean, he just needs a change of scenery to – you know, reach his full potential, some discipline.
So you're going to send him to Miami? You think Pat Riley going to keep him in check?
Oh, yes, I do. I really do, man.
I don't know if
Pat Riley can keep him in check because, I mean, you look at the rest of the team and the people around him and what Pat Riley does. I mean, you know, you know what I'm saying? He turned those spades into aces. You know, he's that dude. You know.
All right. Well, let's put Zion. Can we get him a condo on Ocean?
I don't know about that. I mean, he pay for that himself. Whatever.
Yeah. No, not me paying for it. Not you. But yeah, let's hypothetically get him a condo on Ocean. You the one who calls Zion Mr. Freak Nasty. Let's see what he does on Ocean Drive.
Oh. Yeah, you're right about that.
All right, be careful, Larry. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man.
Yeah, no doubt. C's is calling from D.C. Larry had the industrial fan going. Hey, Shep, I forgot. Where did he just call from? Do you remember?
North Carolina.
Carroll, oh, he had the fan, the industrial fan going on.
It's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing, June 21st.
Industrial fan?
Listen, anything that can cool down the core body temperature at this point in time, I will gladly take. Now, it's not always conducive to the radio, but it's a good thing.
What was the weather in New York today? Did it rain? What's the weather?
No, it was actually pretty nice. But, I mean, Jared, this is a very special day that we have right now. Every day is special with you.
But what day? Which one are you talking
June
about?
June 21st.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
June 21st, Wednesday. It's going to be the longest day of the year. I wish every single day was able to have the sun set at around 8:30 p.m. Eastern time or 8:30 wherever you are, CT, MT, PT. That'd be amazing.
What is this called? Is this the summer solstice? Summer solstice? It's the first day of summer, right, officially?
It is the official first day of summer. I don't know why we make it at June 1st. That seems more probable to me. But nonetheless, I appreciate the daylight that we have.
It ties into what you just said. It's because the longest, it ties into the beginning of summer.
Got you. So basically, the first day of summer is the day you should enjoy the most, and every day thereafter is just a disappointment and letdown because really you want the...
What?
Well, what I mean by that
when
is...
When does summer end? September, right?
September 21st, yes.
Right. I just wake up and do stuff.
No, I hear you.
But if I woke up tomorrow and if there was snow on the ground, man, I'd still do my stuff. I'd be like, whatever.
When does synonymous snow ever go with Atlanta? Let's be real about that. You have a lucky real estate there, my friend. We're New York, we're stuck with snow 3-4 months a year, and then it's only warm about 3 months of the year. So I'm jealous of you people in ATL, Glendale, Tallahassee, Dallas, you know.
No, do you want the heat, the humidity? I mean, there's no...
I would love that.
Oh, okay. You know, it snowed out west in the mountains earlier this week. They got snow, real snow.
But then they go skiing. So I'm not feeling bad for
them. It's June.
Oh, you can go skiing in June.
I don't know if I'd want to.
Well, the slopes will be empty. Let's put it that way.
Well, I mean, not at the rate we're going, bro. Not at the rate we're going. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to D.C. and talk to C's. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's going on, gentlemen? Can y'all hear me?
How are you? Yes.
Yes, sir. Mr. JR, first time calling, listen all the time. I had to Google you just to see, you know, how the person look. I was talking to him, trying to tell you got a $1 million smile, so you got a smile for TV. Maybe one day we'll see you on there. But
I did TV before I ever did radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
So I say, hey, I got to catch up with you then. But look,
thanks.
So on the topic y'all was just talking about, first day of summer, man. Hey, it's humid out here. AC went out first day of the summer. I think somebody out here pressing buttons or something.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
But for the Zion situation, you know, we just got rid of Bill over here, and we about to rebuild. We about to be sorry for the next 2-3 years, and we. You know, they basically letting us know what's doing there. So, you think we need to go after somebody like Zion or Dame?
Suffer.
Go ahead through that whole rebuilding process and try to get lucky. What you think?
You suffer, man. Like, you done had a guy who don't play. How many games did Bradley Beal play last year? 50?
I don't even know if it was that. And then we had JW who could, you know, he gave us what he gave us, but then he got hurt, and then he fell off a cliff. So we had Wall, and now Bill gone.
Yeah,
it's called,
I get it. Washington has suffered while paying these dudes money and thinking that they're going to do something and be something. Now it's time to just suffer and know that maybe there's some, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's tough, man.
Right, it's some light at the tunnel somewhere. So we got leave Zion alone, leave Dame alone.
Yeah, what are you bringing him to D.C. for? For what?
Oh, hey, like
to not
said,
play? $200 million to not play?
It's Chocolate City. He already got problems with the honey buns. He come up here. Oh. It's going to be even worse. So
keep him away from Howard, okay? Keep him away from over.
Keep him away from there. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Thank
hey,
you,
appreciate
C's.
You taking my call, brother.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Clarence from Mississippi. What's up, Clarence?
JR, you still the favorite. What's going on, man?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I want to talk about Zion for a second, if you don't mind.
Oh, please.
JR's Zion a bus. I don't care how much talent he has. He can't stay healthy. So he's a bust. I need you to get rid of him. Take my call. Have a good day.
No doubt about it. My Clarence called. He just got right to it. I love him. And Zion is a bust. I can't make that joke, otherwise I'd be kicked off the radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we had a caller just say that maybe Pat Riley can fix Zion. Send Zion to Miami. Well, let's send Zion to all the party cities and you see how his life goes. Maybe Zion needs a change of scenery. Not that it makes any basketball sense. Send him to Utah. Let's see what Zion does up in Utah. Maybe he'll probably get bored and find things out there too. Anyway, we're going to hear from Pat Riley on the other side of the break. I want to update you on the NFL and all of the actions the NFL is taking to keep its players away from gambling. We got so much more to do, plus your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man. You're the man for nighttime radio. Enjoy listening to you every night, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get into the NFL, trying to slow its damn teams down from gambling, slow its players down from gambling, I should say. But we had a Pat Riley reference. Somebody said that Pat Riley can fix Zion Williamson. Well, you going to make him run laps? Is he going to force feed him? Is he going to make Zion just swallow food through an IV in his arm? I don't know. He ain't going to Miami. They're trying to win championships down in Miami. Zion's attitude, like, Pat Riley trying to win, he ain't trying to babysit, man. Come on. Pat Riley did speak to the media. His end of the season press conference, his state of the Miami Heat address, and Pat Riley had a few things to say. First of all, he didn't have to babysit this dude because he just plays with every ounce of everything he has. It's Jimmy Butler. And Pat Riley is just trying to go out there and win another ring. Listen to this.
Jimmy, it's now been 4 years and two finals and one other time within a shot of the finals. Can you characterize kind of your relationship with him at this point? And I know obviously the desire is to win for the city, for yourself, for the organization, for everybody, but to get Jimmy in position to have his best possible chance to win a ring here and cap it that way.
He's a big boy. I've never been a pat on the back guy going either way, and he's the same way. He understands what he has to do, and he's done it. He's done everything he could do within his power. When he sits up here in front of this microphone, he's not BSing anybody. He plays the game the right way. He's not going to change. He's not going to force the issue. I would like to try to get him more support. And if that comes through the growth of our young players, especially Bam and Tyler, and if something happens, you know, with some of our other guys, you know, but it's right now it's on his shoulders, you know, and that happens with a lot of great players. So I would love to be able to go out there and pick who I want. That's a perfect compliment to him, and it's not that easy. So, but we will work towards that, and I will pat him on the back the next time I see him.
Oh, he's trying to go out there and help win. Okay, nice. You want to bring in Zion? The guy who called you, you want Zion? You want Pat Riley to bring on Zion? We've heard about all the rumors. Damian Lillard and this and that and move Bam Adebayo. I don't think that's happening. And Pat Riley said, listen, I'm not going to be out here just being an idiot with the moves that I make.
Subtle moves will be enough if they're the right moves. Will be enough. During this offseason, you know, hitting the home run, as I said, it's addition by subtraction. And so you can go out. We've done this. We played this game for, you know, 27 years. And some of them we hit on, we hit big. and I plan on hitting big again. But I'm not just swinging for the fences right now because it could be reckless, a little bit reckless. And after this year, you know, I feel very good about where we are, but also I agree with you. We need to improve.
Yeah, I ain't touching Zion. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
JR, what's up, man? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I love your show. I usually catch part of it on the drive home a little bit after I get home. So, yeah, man, it's nice to talk to you. But I did want to get into the NFL gambling situation and the protocols that they're going to put forth, if that's all right with you.
Well, yes. What do you say, well, no?
As someone that has dabbled in the sports book over the years, you know, since my youth, here and there, placed a wager or two here and there, although I never let it get me into any type of financial trouble.
Good.
By all means. But I guess I understand where they're coming from. You know, there's a certain type of culture that they don't want to perpetuate, I suppose. And it can be a slippery slope, you know. But I don't know all the particulars, but I've looked into the guidelines that they're trying to put forth, the rules that they're trying to put forth.
The guidelines aren't that difficult. I think it would be common sense for most to try to uphold the integrity of the game. That's what the NFL wants to do, if you want to consider the NFL having integrity. It's not all that tough. And just to quickly run through this, the NFL rules are this simple. Don't bet on if you're a player, don't bet on the NFL. Don't gamble at work, the team facility, on the bus, in the hotel. Don't have somebody bet for you. Don't share inside information about what's going on with the team. Don't enter into a sports book during the season. And don't play daily fantasy football. That sounds kind of simple to me, but somebody's going to do one of the three or six.
It should be, absolutely. And that number four that you mentioned, don't share inside information, that should be a no-brainer, right?
People talk to their – it's impossible. You know, people talk – players talk to their agents. They talk to their families, their brothers, their wives, their eighth girlfriend. Like, people talk, man.
Right, but when it pertains to gambling, you know, don't gamble on your own team. Yeah, they're not saying you can't go play blackjack on a bye week or in the off season or whatever it may be. If you're
don't
in Vegas,
enter a sport, yeah, sports book. Don't enter a sports book during the season. Simple.
Right. So that should be very simple. Sure. And you know, a lot of players, you know, if that's what the owners in the NFL collectively as the entire organization is, if that's what they lay forth, then, you know, these young men, they get paid a lot of money to do what they do. Now, I'm not saying for the most part it's not well-deserved, because it's a grueling sport to play your entire career in, you know.
Somebody is going to screw it up one day sooner than later, quite a few dudes. We'll see. It's unfortunately going to happen. Hey, Joe, thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call, JR. I appreciate you, man. Have a good night.
Piece of cake, bro. You too. Jack is calling from Denver. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, maybe Jack is sky high. Jason's calling from Chicago. What's up, Jason?
Hey, JR. This is first time listener, first time caller, man. I love it so far.
Good, man. Thank you.
Hey, so I'm a Bulls fan, and I didn't grow up watching Dennis Rodman or anything, but I've heard stories about Dennis Rodman and how he was crazy, right?
Yeah.
And they gave him breaks and things like that. So I feel like we should give Zion Williamson a pass, right?
A pass for what?
Just let him be who he wants to be. And as long as he plays, right? Just let him be who he wants to be.
The man is being... he was being extorted by a pornographic actress on social media for 2 weeks.
But that's his personal stuff, right? And I feel like...
He is an employee to an organization.
Right. And Dennis Rodman was too, but they kind of let that slide under the rug, right?
They didn't let anything slide under the rug. Dennis Rodman was fined and suspended for some of his actions, like disappearing, like kicking a cameraman. Dennis Rodman, the other difference between Rodman and Zion is Dennis Rodman actually had a motor, and despite the fact that there were times that he did not play, Dennis Rodman was a physical freak. He played, and he didn't run out of energy. He wasn't tired. He was just another different type of dude. It's not just Zion is being harassed by pornographic stars, and that brings to you, yeah, that's his personal life, but he's a public figure, and it makes you question his professionalism. How are you letting outside things distract you to this degree that's bringing shame and negative attention to where you work? That directly has an impact on his job. That's not just his personal life. If it's his personal life, we don't know about it now, do we?
No, yeah. I in a way, I agree with you. I think as a Bulls fan, I think we need him. Because we're in a we have a mediocre team. We're in NBA hell right now. We don't have any draft picks or anything.
Lonzo's knee is not enough for you. You need somebody else with a fat knee. I mean, what do you need here?
It's worth the risk. High risk, high reward kind of thing. Because now we have nothing. We have nothing to rely on.
So you went from Air Jordan to what would you call Zion? Air bacon, right? Air bacon. I don't know.
And also that whole Jones situation. I used to be a TSA officer. We always used to say, hey, when you walk through those airport doors, your common sense goes out the door. Like, I don't know.
Did you work at O'Hare or Midway?
I worked at O'Hare. We saw some crazy things, man.
What's the craziest thing that you saw? Give me the five craziest things you saw somebody take through security, through the metal detector, or through the machine.
Hey, I don't want to say it on radio, but you could just only imagine, man, just some of the things that people be carrying.
Was it like a yardstick?
It was like...
A jump rope?
Yes, I guess a yardstick.
Okay, all right. And so, but did you have to take it...
Subway sandwiches, I guess, you know, stuff like that.
Did you have to take it out the bag?
Yes. Those things like that, we just have to make sure it is what it is. And, we used to have some conventions out here, Exotica conventions. And when those happen, man, everyone's having a field day.
But you don't take them to a private room to look in their bag? Like, if you see it's there, you don't say, hey, come to the private room. You just open their luggage up in front of everybody?
It's their choice. If they don't want to go in the private room, they don't want to go in the private room. They can ask. They can ask, definitely. Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. So if I'm going through the airport and my bag gets flagged all the time because they're like, hey, what's all these wires and stuff? And I'm like, wait a minute, it's just recording equipment, right?
Right, right.
When they pull my bag to the side, I can request that they open up my bag in a private space with me present.
100%, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and they usually have a private room by the supervisor's office. Right. And they just check it. Yep. So
I get to keep my clothes on when I go in there, right?
Oh, of course. Of course. Okay, we're not going to be.
I've never been. I've heard stories. I don't know.
Hey, those are just rumors.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One of my friends works security at a courthouse, and I've heard stories, brother. So, okay.
Yeah, there's tons of stories. I could probably tell you privately, but not on radio, man. There's some wild stories, man.
Yeah, listen, if you see Zion at the airport, go look in his bag, okay?
Hey, I've seen him come through one time during the draft combine. He's a big man.
Yeah, he is.
He's a big man.
That's why he can't play. He's too big. Hey, Jason, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you. We'll be listening more. Take care.
No doubt about it. Appreciate it. Hey, Shep, you ever been given a hard time at the airport?
No, I can't afford to go to the airports.
Oh, well, damn. Sheesh.
It'd be nice, huh?
To go to the airport?
Well, where it's not the ride itself. It's the destination of where you're landing, JR. Yes.
Oh, I mean, You get $20 air flight? I don't know.
$20? Where are you flying for $20?
I don't know.
Actually, that's said the Spirit. There's no way they even charge $20.
Where's Dexter? Is Dexter here?
Oh, yeah.
I'm here.
Where can somebody fly for $20?
I mean, nowhere. But if fly Spirit, it would feel like you flew for $20.
Spirit to do what?
If you fly Spirit, it'll feel like you flew for $20. That's for sure. I'll tell you that.
Or they make you sit on a lawn chair on a plane, right?
I mean, that is I did the Spirit experience once, and it was one time only. Let's just put it like that. It felt like a lawn chair. Yes.
Yeah, I've been on Spirit before. I walked by Spirit a couple weeks ago, and the whole I forgot what airport I was in. The whole place, everything in the airport was illuminated and lit, right? And then I walked by, I said, damn, it's dark over here. And I looked over, and, like, the lights were dim. They had no signage for the boarding. I'm just like, well, damn, this is pretty sad over here.
Would you fly on Spirit for free, JR?
Oh, yeah, I'd bring a neck pillow, back pillow. Do they recline on Spirit? The seats recline, right?
I don't remember.
Do they recline on Delta? In American Airlines?
Yeah, of course.
No, they don't.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Going back half an inch does not include a real decline. You gentlemen know that.
Seats recline.
By the way, remember back in the day, gentlemen, we were growing up, we used to actually get served meals on these airplanes?
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
Doesn't exist anymore.
You get peanuts now, yeah.
I got some chips. I just got off the plane the other day. I just got some chips. Coming back.
Chips?
That's what I got.
Yeah, they give snacks, man.
No meals.
I get on a plane, I'm trying to go to sleep. That's all I sometimes I don't even want whatever food they serve. I just want to go to bed.
Same here. Same here.
Be left alone. It's simple. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That was an interesting conversation. There's just the things that people take on a plane. Yeah. Yeah, real interesting. Shout outs to all the TSA agents. We got a lot of the security TSA folks who listen in. Shout outs to y'all and all them freaky things that y'all got to pull out of people's bags. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say, JR, you're the man. All these other radio shows, you hear the same boring stuff. And you know what I'm saying? I love how you bring them callers in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm sitting here in the studio, man. I don't know what I'm watching. I think I'm watching a post game between like the Dodgers and the Angels. Dodgers won 2-0. And they got a commercial on here. And it's Derek Jeter and Jazz Chisholm. And they're playing MLB The Show. And I'm like, Derek Jeter don't play no damn video games. Like, I can't see Derek Jeter doing anything fun. Like, what? Maybe when he was younger, what was he doing now? Like, Derek Jeter goes home and turns on the PlayStation 5? I doubt it. I think he did have another kid. I think he got like 4 kids now. Derek Jeter ain't playing no video games. Trying to make money. Shout outs to Bobby Valentine. Bobby Valentine also now Bally Sports out in L.A. Bobby Valentine, great guy. You talk to haven't spoken to Bobby Valentine in a few years. Coming soon. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we've talked about Zion and his movement. I want to talk more about the NFL and its gambling rules at the top of the hour. And since there's so much talk about movement, this hasn't gotten a lot of attention, maybe because the name isn't that huge. But Dalvin Cook, 4-time NFL Pro Bowler, recently released Minnesota Viking, he pretty much said that he wants to team up somewhere with DeAndre Hopkins. And I'm like, okay, well, Are we really now in a video game? Like, what type of ideal world and ideal situation is this? A, nobody wants to pay for a running back. Go ask Saquon Barkley. I think both he and the New York Giants will come to a deal. I think that'll happen. Just some posturing. And DeAndre Hopkins was just up in New England with the Patriots, and he didn't even walk away with a deal yet. And so I think both of these dudes are just buying their time until they get the right situation. And maybe it's a little bit deeper into training camp. If I'm Dalvin Cook, if I'm DeAndre Hopkins, let's be real. I ain't trying to show up to put a whole lot of work in. I'm trying to show up, get a check, get paid, and then, you know, go into the regular season, get my body right, and get into the regular season. Nobody's trying to sweat and work all day long through the summertime when you just show up and just get your cash, man. Who wants extra work? Nobody. You know what? A matter of fact, here's Dalvin Cook. He spoke to Adam Schefter on his podcast, and this is when he basically said about, or what he said about playing potentially with Hopkins.
He was one of those guys that I was going to reach out to because, like, I know he got the same mindset as me. Like, we trying to go win. We trying to get on the roster and trying to go contend. So if we can't end up on the same roster and be on the same team, you know, that'll be the beauty of the situation. You know, we know what we trying to come do and what we bring to the team. So if we end up on the same roster, man, that'll be some epic.
Okay, all right. I don't know how likely that's going to be. Because let's be real. One of the reasons why the Minnesota Vikings no longer wanted Dalvin Cook is because they didn't plan on just running the ball down people's throats anymore. They're airing the ball up to Justin Jefferson. And so if you go into a team with Hopkins, man, you think you're going to get touches? Why would you want to do that? Think about that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I was just calling about. Hi, everybody. Thanks. Hi, Shep. Hi, JR. Chris Paul, the Wizards got him right now. He's still under contract. Will he possibly play for the Wizards, or he needs to play for a contender?
So the trade has not gone down. The trade is not official. The trade is not done. We know that Chris Paul is going to be moving on from Phoenix. We know that Bradley Beal is going to be moving on to Phoenix. Or excuse me, Bradley Beal is moving to Phoenix. Chris Paul is moving away from the team. What we don't know is whether or not they're going to bring on a third team to reroute him somewhere. So we don't know where he's going, if he's going to be released. But I'll tell you this much, Chris Paul ain't playing in D.C. Otherwise, the trade would be done. He ain't playing.
If he's under contract.
Chris, listen to me, Chris. Chris Paul is not going to play for the Wizards.
Okay. What if he gets traded to Orlando?
Chris, listen to me. Chris Paul is going to play somewhere where he feels he can win a championship, okay?
Thank you. That's what I was asking. All right.
Yeah.
Have a good show, fellas.
Thank you. Chris Paul is going to go play for the G League Ignite, okay? That's where he's going to finish his career. He wants to be a mentor to the G League Ignite. That's it. Alan is calling from Toronto. What's up, Alan?
Zion Williams' son is a question mark. You can talk all about his credentials, whatever you want. He is a generational talent, I'll give you that much, but a generational talent that you cannot trust. 114 games in four seasons, averaging 27.2 games a season. All right, he's look at 26 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists average. But look how long he's been on the disabled list. He is the most hyped up player since LeBron James, and everybody's hyped up as Vince Carter. And Vince Carter was a complete bust, too. He was supposed to be the all-time greatest of all time.
Maybe in Toronto, but I'm not going to – wait a minute. Wait, hold on a second. I have to recalibrate my brain. Did you just call Vince Carter a bust?
Yeah, because he didn't. He was supposed to be the greatest of all time. He was being compared to Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson way back in 2000 and 2001. He was being compared to them.
Maybe in Toronto, and I don't even maybe think that's the full extent of it. Were there points in time where people looked at him and thought he could be one of the next great shooting guards? Yes.
Did it happen? No.
But to call Vince Carter, who had one of the longest, most successful, productive careers in the NBA, to call him a bust, Allen? No.
All right, he didn't. He didn't live up to his. And look at Mikal Bridges, 392 games a season, and his streak this year. He played his 83rd game in April the 9th.
Traded.
So
yes.
I would suggest that Williamson call him and get some advice because
well, if you look at Mikal Bridges' body, he is naturally thin. I don't think there's anything that Mikal Bridges can share with Zion Williamson besides having a body transplant.
But he is doing something right, and Williamson is doing something wrong. It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It's called genetics, Allen. Yes, Zion can eat different. I'm sure Zion could eat the same things and do the same workouts that Mikal Bridges is doing, and there's a good chance that Zion would still be fat. Fat and hurt. You got to factor in genetics. Yes, Zion is doing things wrong. We know he's doing things wrong. But come on now. Mikal Bridges is going to help him out with some dietary tips. Let's Zion should call. Let's see who else is. Zion got Brandon Ingram on his own team. Now, Brandon Ingram's also hurt and he's skinny. So who should he take advice from? Giannis? Yeah. Have Zion call Giannis. I'm sure Zion would get great advice from Giannis about fitness and health. And yeah, right. Okay, come on now. That was funny. Call Mikal Bridges.
You should call the guy in Denver. He never gets hurt.
Oh, Jokic?
Yeah.
Maybe Zion needs to go race horses out in Serbia.
Maybe.
That might help. And keep him out of trouble. He likes other horses. Never mind. It's just too easy, man. It's too easy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We come back on the other side of the break. Phone lines are still open. We're going to talk about some of this gambling. The NFL doesn't want its guys gambling, if you didn't know it. Players aren't that smart, I guess. We'll talk about it. CBS Sports Radio.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.